Hi, thank you for listening to the Print and Packaging Lab powered by PIA Mid-America. We are a regional trade association serving the printing and packaging industry. This is a Thrive episode, ongoing professional development for print and packaging teams. And now we'll move into today's session.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another America's Print Association Network marketing brief. It's great to be with you. Happy New Year. This is our first brief of the year. And we do these the first three Thursdays of every month at 1:30 Eastern. They are designed to be very short and tactical and practical to give you things to think about and hopefully something to put on your to-do list for the coming days. Specifically, today we're talking about marketing. And we've got a really interesting topic today. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen and bring up this presentation because there is a very interesting phenomenon that I want to talk about today, and that is something called information parity. And that is P-A-R-I-T-Y. We're not making fun of it. This is something that means, so for those of you that are not familiar with this concept, it means that for the first time really in history, over the course of the last several years, information is so plentiful that everybody thinks they know everything, right? That's really what we're going to talk about today is when your customers have access to every piece of information about what a piece of equipment costs, what output can cost, even though we know that's a broad spectrum. They might think they know stuff about paper. They might know stuff about new technology because they Googled something or they listened to one podcast or they went to one website, right? Everyone thinks they know everything. And we can fight about that and we can debate that, but that's really, we are talking about what do we do from a marketing perspective to continue to demonstrate our supremacy, our amazing knowledge and the applications therein when there is so much information out there. So that's kind of me setting the table for what we are going to talk about. This requires us to be more honest. It requires us to be more helpful. It requires us to be more authentic, to present and create a world of trust and to create a world where even though 70 to 80% of a buying decision happens before anyone talks to anyone at your company, that's a really important statistic. They can gather all this data. They can do their homework. They can read reviews, right? So this is really setting the table for the conversation that we're going to have today. And there are some things in here that we've talked about at other briefs. But if you're new here or you haven't been to any of the marketing ones before, some of this might sound new to you. Some of this might sound extremely fundamental to you, and that's totally fine. So when we think about our role, we are really trying to position ourselves as subject matter experts, as people who can be trusted, as people who understand all of the nuance and all of the context around how brands and organizations and the world uses print, right? Because print is a crucial part of the marketing supply chain. We are completely in 2026 letting go of the notion that we are apologetic about the environment, about how we're going to still continue to blow that horn about print is not dead. We have to stop that. We have to step into the authority of print being a crucial part of the marketing supply chain that in many cases can deliver results that no other medium can. We're not saying that people should put 100% of their marketing budgets into print, but we are sturdy in the belief and the knowledge that print solves problems, brings people closer to each other, and builds trust in a way that nothing else can. So we want to educate people rather than pitch people. Our social media should be telling stories. Our social media should be doing things like, did you know? It could be doing things like sharing case studies, sharing real-world examples of how brands and organizations have used print to solve their problems, and you can too, right? This is the stance that we're taking when we're messaging. This is the content of our social media. It's the content of the blogs. It's the tone of our website. And we'll talk about a little bit later, it needs to be aligned with what your salespeople are out there saying. You are curating an experience and providing context to that experience from a number of resources, all to help this make sense for people, make it easy for them, make them understand you can be trusted, print can be trusted, and everything you are doing is educating people about it, showing that you understand what they're going through, that you understand what their problems are because you've done your homework, and you're extending your hand with empathy to say, I know how to help you. I know how to help you with print and packaging and wide format and promotional products and all the amazing things that print can do. You are the interpreter. You are the translator of all of this confusing thing, because many of us have spent decades in print, right? You don't just get born knowing all this stuff. We provide the context, the translation, and all of the nuance to how to use print effectively. And we want to do that with radical transparency, right? We want to do that by being open, showing, bringing people into our facilities to show them what we're doing. We are unafraid of people stealing our secrets. We are in sharing mode. We are in educating mode. We want to think about it from, we just got through the holidays, right? Raise your hand if you love the movie, The Miracle on 34th Street. And one of the major fundamental points of Miracle on 34th Street is, if we don't have it, we'll help you find it, right? No matter what version of it you watch, it's like, the newer version is like, oh, you want that toy? They're selling it across the street for $20 cheaper than we are. This is the spirit that we want to bring to this, which is, we want to help you, and we will do that in whatever way that we can, in whatever way is right, in whatever way makes sense for us, right? So kind of embrace that notion of sharing without fear. Please, please, please do not share something on social media because you're afraid that your competitors are going to come in and steal that customer away from you. That is scarcity mindset, my friend, and we are stepping into abundance to know that there is enough business out there for everyone. And when we are taking good care of people and we are coming at it for the right reasons, we will enjoy growth and prosperity around what it is that we are trying to do. So we want to use those stories. We want to use testimonials. The words of our customers are very, very powerful. There are some print organizations out there that have made it one of their cornerstone marketing missions to be the highest rated printer in their region, or to have the highest number of Google reviews in their region. And their search engine optimization has gone off the charts, and their growth has been exponential. So this is what I want you to think about when you think about sharing and being magnanimous about what you do and having an abundant mindset. Nothing can be taken away from you if you share. You give it away and it comes back to you. So we really know, as I said at the top, sure, everyone knows everything because they've put their eyes on something or they've put their ears on something. But as we know, in the way we consume news, you have to be discerning, right? You have to know what is true and what isn't true, what is biased and what isn't biased. And in a world where a person can become very overwhelmed with choices and very confused about what they should do, you want to be the one that comes in a soothing way to say, I've got you. We've got you. So your ability to be that translator, to be that context giver, will be a differentiating factor for you. This is really, really important. So you absolutely can lean on AI to help you with this by doing queries like, what are the biggest challenges that healthcare companies are facing today from a marketing perspective, and then think about how your solutions can solve those problems. You can help your customers to prioritize. You understand that fundamentally they are trying to realize an ROI with every marketing project that they do. So you become a marketing expert by understanding, what does that actually mean to have a return on investment for a print project? What does it mean to deliver results in direct mail? That might be in response. In packaging, it might be in engagement with a QR code that goes on that packaging and tracking those results. We have to help them understand what technology is available to them, how they use it, and how they measure it, right? These are the important things. How we can do that is through things like FAQs on our website, answering questions. Does everybody know what an explainer video is? An explainer video is a short piece of content that tells somebody something, right? It tells you what it is. What is this sorter? What does it do? Why is it good? Why should you care? Some printing companies out there in America right now are doing an amazing job with this. And everyone, and I mean everyone, can make an explainer video. Everyone can pull out their phone, write a short script, and teach their audiences, their communities, something about print that they didn't know. It doesn't mean that every member of that audience has to be having a light bulb moment that they learned something new. But if you reach just one person or a handful of people with a piece of your content, you can declare your marketing job a job well done today, right? So we really want to be helping people make decisions. We want to be helping them make comparisons. Should I do a trifold mailer in an envelope, or should I do a piece of flat direct mail? Should my packaging be a blister pack, or should it be in a corrugated packaging box, right? The great thing about this is we keep learning, we keep bringing new solutions, we keep educating. And we win too, right? Because we continue to be viewed as a subject matter expert, as a trusted advisor, as a reliable source of tactical information that your customers can bring to you. And if your competitors aren't doing it, you will stand head and shoulders above, and they will absolutely remember you for this, especially if you do it consistently, and especially when you do it with the intention always being to educate, not to sell. That's a super important difference there. So we really want to, again, in that same vein of continuing with education, you could hold a webinar on three new marketing techniques that are being used in direct mail today. You can rely very heavily on AI to help you with the content, but you want to offer these things to your customers and prospects as extra value that you bring to the table as a regular practice, as part of what you do from a marketing perspective. This can look like webinars. It could look like short guides to navigating the U.S. Postal Service regulation changes. It could look like a short course on different paper stocks, right? You can lean on your own vendors for this, inviting people into your facility to take a tour, learn about paper, maybe make it fun, make it a little scavenger hunt or something like that, because you definitely want to be a part of that experience for them. You want to be the one handing that information to them and telling them that you do this as a matter of course, as part of your whole philosophy about how you go out to the marketplace. And side note, it's super important that whatever messaging you're doing from a marketing perspective, whether that's a newsletter, a social media post, a blog, the copy on your website, the salespeople's language and messaging must align. You need to make sure that if you're investing time and energy in crafting messaging that lines up with your values and what your mission is, but your salespeople are off saying something completely different, that's going to backfire. It is not a good look. We want to really make sure that there is someone or something vetting all of that information to make sure that you're all on the same page and that you're all saying the same things. So it used to be that the metrics, because I was a sales coach, I still am, I've done it for a really long time, and I was a sales manager. The metrics we chased were new accounts, volume, growth, right? Those were the things. Today, we are measuring our success as a brand, as an organization, as somebody who is out there dedicated to providing service and quality to their customers, that we are going to measure reviews. We are going to measure referrals. We are going to measure things that are that kind of crowdsourced information. Those things are as important, I would argue, as bringing in new accounts. I mean, it's always great to get that email from a sales guy that says, like, I want you to know that I brought in 28 new accounts this year. Like, that's phenomenal. But it also matters that that's being done with an eye on celebrating the customers, keeping them close, knowing what they're saying about you out in public through Google reviews, and asking for referrals, doing something with those referrals, turning those into case studies and things like that. So we really want to make sure that we have a good mechanism for measuring those things, right? I hope you're using a CRM, because there's a lot of information that you can lean into from that perspective. You can really understand where your customers are engaging. And there's something I'm recognizing as I was doing research for this session, that there's something kind of, I'm going to do another brief about this. It'll probably be next month, but it is about the drop off. Where do we lose people? This is important information for you to know. Here's the secret sauce. People drop off, they disappear in that sales process when something becomes confusing, when something becomes risky, or when something becomes too hard. So to the extent that your marketing message can reduce that friction in those areas, I don't want it to be confusing for you. I don't want it to be too hard to do business with me. I don't want it to be too much work for you. So those are the kinds of things that your messaging and your marketing engine can proactively alleviate by not making it difficult, not making it confusing. That's the entire purpose of this, and that's how I will wrap this up for today. Making sure that your customers have the right information, the right education, and understand it, viewing yourself as your role as a translator and a context provider and a curator, will go a long way to cementing yourself as a subject matter expert, as a trusted advisor, and as an organization that is doing this for the right reasons, is in it for the right reasons, is in it to help people. So I hope that's given you a lot to think about with regard to how you market, what kinds of messages you're doing, and kind of what your philosophy is. This needs to be a top-down, wide and deep commitment. Thank you all for being here.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. The full episode is a member-only benefit. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.